It is not enough, says that soft but inhuman prince, that you exterminate such as have appeared in arms. The chance of battle might have served me as effectually. The male sex of every age must be extirpated, provided that, in the execution of the children and old men, you can contrive means to save our reputation. Let everyone die who has dropped an expression, who has entertained a thought against me. Against me, the son of Valerian, the father and brother of so many princes. Remember that Ingenuus was made emperor. Tear, kill, hew in pieces. I write to you with my own hand, and would inspire you with my own feelings. Whilst the public forces of the state were dissipated in private quarrels, the defenceless provinces lay exposed to every invader. The bravest usurpers were compelled, by the perplexity of their situation, to conclude ignominious treaties with a common enemy, to purchase with oppressive tributes the neutrality or services of the barbarians, and to introduce hostile and independent nations into the heart of the Roman monarchy. Such were the barbarians and such the tyrants, who, under the reigns of Valerian and Gallienus, dismembered the provinces and reduced the empire to the lowest pitch of disgrace and ruin, from whence it seemed impossible that it should ever emerge.
Finally, Gallienus was overthrown by military force, an army led by Aurelius. But before he expired, Gallienus named the military commander in Pavia, a region of Italy, as the new emperor.
The report at least was diligently propagated, and the order cheerfully obeyed by the conspirators, who had already agreed to place Claudius on the throne. On the first news of the emperor's death, the troops expressed some suspicion and resentment, till the one was removed and the other assuaged by a donative of 20 pieces of gold to each soldier. They then ratified the election and acknowledged the merit of their new sovereign. Under the deplorable reigns of Valerian and Gallienus, the empire was oppressed and almost destroyed by the soldiers, the tyrants, and the barbarians. It was saved by a series of great princes who derived their obscure origin from the martial provinces of Illyricum. Within a period of about 30 years, Claudius, Aurelian, Probus, Diocletian, and his colleagues triumphed over the foreign and domestic enemies of the state, re-established with a military discipline the strength of the frontiers, and deserved the glorious title of restorers of the Roman world. In the arduous task which Claudius had undertaken of restoring the empire to its ancient splendor, it was first necessary to revive among his troops a sense of order and obedience. With the authority of a veteran commander, he represented to them that the relaxation of discipline had introduced a long train of disorders, the effects of which were at length experienced by the soldiers themselves. That a people ruined by oppression and indolent from despair could no longer supply a numerous army with the means of luxury or even of subsistence. That the danger of each individual had increased with the despotism of the military order, since princes who tremble on the throne will guard their safety by the instant sacrifice of every obnoxious subject. The emperor expatiated on the mischiefs of a lawless caprice, which the soldiers could only gratify at the expense of their own blood, as their seditious elections had so frequently been followed by civil wars, which consumed the flower of the legions either in the field of battle or in the cruel abuse of victory. He painted in the most lively colours the exhausted state of the treasury, the desolation of the provinces, the disgrace of the Roman name, and the insolent triumph of rapacious barbarians. It was against those barbarians, he declared, that he intended to point the first effort of their arms. Tetricus might reign for a while over the west, and even Zenobia might preserve the dominion of the east. These usurpers were his personal adversaries, nor could he think of indulging any private resentment till he had saved an empire whose impending ruin would, unless it was timely prevented, crush both the army and the people.
Claudius II ruled as emperor from AD 268 to AD 270. His efforts against the barbarian threats to Rome were moderately successful, but he died from natural causes during the Western campaign against the Goths. Such was his valor that he was known as Gothic Claudius. He was succeeded for just 17 days by his brother Quintilius.